I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, let's do some gambling, shall we? Our buddy Kevin Todd joins us every Thursday at 8:30.
Well,
unless it's Thanksgiving, because yes, we're not at work. How was your Thanksgiving, KT?
It was good going 2-1, baby.
Yeah, nice little 2-1 weekend. You got a one-game lead because we didn't get to talk to you last week. You had an 0-3. Sprague, he flipped it on you. You had a 3-0. You had an 0-3.
What are you talking about? It was a mistake.
Yeah, one bad week. Just that
KT,
week.
Can we listen?
I'm still ahead.
He's still ahead.
And I'm still looking at those golf clubs getting thrown out of the car one day at a time.
Don't worry. Just like last year, you'll choke this again. Now let me.
Well, I think by this time last year, I don't even think I was close.
I think it was like a 4 or 5 game lead at this point last year. Now let me ask you something. Just on the win-loss impact here, because we are playing for golf clubs for dirt here. I'm doing what I can.
There's a lot on the line for me here. I'm trying to stay composed every week when we do this segment.
Dirt's like, hey, dude, can you please make some good picks this weekend?
Can we stop taking Oregon State, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you help him out, dirt or no?
No, I don't want to, because then I'm going to feel guilty. Like, he won last year, so I'm just kind of trying to trust him for now.
So last week before we went, we were tied in the win column, but I had the winning percentage because I had a tie. You had an extra loss. Now, we talked about this before the year started. We're going to go by just wins.
That is correct. Wins only. So if you end up picking a game that lands on a tie, well, that's your fault because it's wins lost.
I know.
If I have more wins. If I end up winning the season by one,
yep.
Well, too bad.
That's right. What if we end up with the same amount of wins? We have to be going to winning percentage, right? Winning percentage?
That's a good question.
Because last week, I was technically ahead of you. We had the same amount of wins, but I had a tie. You had a loss, so I was technically ahead.
I'll do this. I'll do you a favor.
Okay.
If we end up with the same amount of wins at the end of the season because you have a tie, I'll give you the win.
Okay.
There we go.
We had it settled.
That makes me feel a little bit better. I'm taking some deep breaths right now. I think a golf club might have just gotten added back to the bag, but we'll see how we do this weekend.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Same number of wins. Yes. You go to winning percentage at that point. I'm with you on that. So, KT, you hit on Tampa, and you hit on Green Bay. A couple of nice picks there. The Boise State one didn't hit. So, 2-1. You're at 20-16, and Sprague is at 19-16-1. So that's where he's just right on your heels right there. Where are we going this week? What do we like him?
Well, let me tell you guys, if I ever had a game of the year, it's this weekend in the NFL. Let me tell you why. I absolutely love the Buffalo Bills at home laying the 2.5 against New England. Mm-hmm. The whole country is watching New England. They have a 6-game win streak. Now, listen, if you look at the teams that they beat, Atlanta, garbage. Jets, garbage. Carolina, we know, is garbage. They played a hurt Tennessee team, a hurt Cleveland team, and I'll give them a little bit of a credit for beating the Chargers, but, I mean, they're not even that good. And their defense is what's really been winning them their games. The offense, I mean, they only scored 7 points offensively against Atlanta. Buffalo at home, Monday night, with the crowd and the mafia, laying the 2.5. Love them. They get the job done.
Okay. All right, Bills Mafia. Are they going to throw any sex toys on the field in this game like they did when Tom
Brady
was there?
I'm sure they are.
They always get
weird. They're going to go to Brandon's house and take him out of his closet.
Hey, what I do in my life is none of your business. Are you doing this hit from a dog shelter? Like, where are you at right now? Why are there 19 dogs?
Thanksgiving, and like I tell you, Michael Vick's my neighbor. He just came over. The dogs were looking for him.
They're all over the place. Yeah. Right. Where's pick number two, KT?
Number two, I know this is a big spread, But I really like Michigan, the way they played last week against Ohio State, breaking that 8-game losing streak. They're playing against Iowa. Listen, Iowa should have lost to Nebraska. It took a punt return, a safety, and a 78-yard drive to beat Nebraska. Now, I know Iowa, great defense. I will give them the credit there. But when your offense is ranked 123rd in the country, coming off a team like Michigan who pounded Ohio State, where a lot of people had Ohio State winning the national championship, the only thing that has me nervous here, gentlemen, is a letdown. But I don't think there's going to be a letdown. I'm going to lay the 10.5 points here.
Okay. Sorry, you cut out there at the end. You're just laying the 10.5? Is that where you ended? I don't know why we lost.
I'm laying the 10.5 points here with Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. Got it. Okay.
I love that pick.
Michigan 10.5, Bills 2.5.
You know what? I'm changing it to Iowa now.
He's on a couple of favorites. Where's the last one? What's our last pick?
Last pick, I'm going with another bowl game. Love this game with revenge. If you remember last time these two teams played, App State and the Cajuns, App State had 4 turnovers in that game.
Oh, I do remember that one.
And lost 41-14 on a primetime game. Okay, they got killed. But since that game, gentlemen, they've gone 6-0 straight up, 5-1 against the spread. And the one game that they didn't cover by 1 point. And in those 6 games, they won by an average of 40-14. App State with revenge. Lay the 2.5.
Yeah, they're a 2.5-point favorite in that one. All right, let me write that down. All right, so KT's got the Bills 2.5 against the Pats, -2.5. Michigan -10.5 against Iowa, and then App State -2.5 against Louisiana.
All favorites.
I'm
no
not
dogs.
Even going to act like I remember that game or know anything about either of those teams. You got anything you like tonight? Sprague's all over the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're a 6-point favorite. You got any props? Anything you like for Thursday Night Football tonight?
You know what? I like the team total over for New Orleans. It's I know the total's 47. I know they played so bad.
Their over is 20.5
every single week in the NFL. You got to believe me. It's week to week, and I think New Orleans puts up points today.
Okay. All right. 20.5. They just got to get to 21. That Dallas defense was awful last week.
Yeah, it was.
Awful.
They're such an overrated team. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Listen, there's so many bad teams in the NFL. And let's face it, there's only a handful of decent quarterbacks in the NFL. Everybody's garbage.
Oh. Well, I don't know if everybody's garbage.
I kind of agree with the premise.
I mean, listen, I understand they're professionals.
Yeah, but they're not good.
There's just
tears to it.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, who's getting younger every year. I don't know how he does it. You got Mahomes and you got Herbert. Maybe you can say Kirk Cousins is having a career year, but after that, who can you tell me is any good?
How about Tua?
Come on.
What about Zach Wilson?
Stop it already.
How your Jets doing?
That guy? They say he's 5'11". He's got to be 5'5".
Yeah, he's smaller than
Tua's,
man.
Pretty small.
All right, what was your best? What was the best thing you had on Thanksgiving? The best food?
You know what? Call me. Everything was really good. We had it catered. The turkey was great. You know what? Call me crazy. For whatever reason, they had homemade cranberry sauce, and I ate it for days.
Okay. Oh, homemade cranberry sauce. There
I was told not to make the cranberry sauce at my Thanksgiving.
It's a controversial side dish.
And a lot of people are like, what is cranberry sauce? And I just was like, what?
Yeah.
And I ended up not making
it. You were right.
Yeah, come on now.
No.
I invited
my family.
I don't know what cranberry sauce is.
Was your family from Mars?
I mean, they might as well be, I guess, with that kind of response, not knowing what cranberry sauce is.
Cranberry sauce is. All right. Well, KT.
Have you done your pick ship? You know you're taking? Did I block you from taking any of your selections this weekend?
I'll answer that for him. Yes, you did. It looked like he wanted to take Buffalo and Michigan.
Yeah,
he liked both of those
picks. I was leaning that way, but I also like a lot of dogs, so I'm probably going to take some dogs this weekend. I don't know who exactly the three picks will be because I like a few games here, but
he's going to be barking.
I'll narrow it down.
All right, we'll tweet him out tomorrow.
San Diego State was up. I mean, not San Diego. Boise State was up 16-0.
Oh, stop.
They bring the backup quarterback
to
San Diego State, and they never scored again.
Yeah, let me tell you why I lost one. You lost one of the games. You were 2-1. Let me tell you why I lost one of the games. I thought it'd be cool to put the local rivalry game in, and Dirt just ditched me on that one. And I chose my alma mater, which was probably idiotic.
Your Oregon killed me with Utah. Jesus.
Yeah, that was a block that actually worked out for Sprague because he wanted to take the Oregon game, but he didn't take it because you did that week against Utah.
I was very grateful you did that game.
It ended up working out. All right, you're on the Bills, Michigan, and App State. We'll tweet out all the picks tomorrow. You can tag them at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thanks, buddy. And go tell the dogs.
Go feed those dogs.
Go feed the dogs, and we'll talk to you next week.
I got to go feed them now.
All right, later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.